Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyous. I'm running late today, so I picked up Ecclesiastes. And again, if you want to read something quick, and if you want to read something that will always bring you joy, that will always bring you wisdom and guidance, Proverbs or Ecclesiastes is it. It's little snippets of golden wisdom, and I love it. But anyway, so quickly today, I'm going to jump over to Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 1. It says, "Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking flavor. So doth a little folly in him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor." If you are in reputation as someone who is wise or someone who's honorable, a little bit of nonsense will send forth that stinking flavor, that stinking savor. Man, losing my mind. You got to be careful. You got to walk uprightly, especially if you want to be that person. Like I said, when I was younger, I always wanted to be considered wise and blah, blah, blah. You know, when you get older, I think you just kind of lose that. But if you're young and you're kind of walking in that line where it's like you want to be that next level, just be careful what you do. Think about it. Be prudent as you take those steps in life, as you step forth, as you present yourself. Verse 2, "A wise man's heart is in his right hand, but a fool's heart is in his left hand." And again, the heart is the seat of your distinctive character, is what makes you you. The things you think about make you you, right? That's whatever you think about is who you are. And people can see who you are. It talks about it in the word. That's why it is. But anyways, if you consider what you think about, if you consider what makes you you, and you put that in a place of honor, which is your right hand, that's where you need to put your heart. That's where you need to consider what you think about. Somewhere where it's honorable, something you think about, something you care about. That's what's in your right hand. Verse 3, "Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom will faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool." It talks about a lot about the difference between being a fool and being wise. You'll know a fool by how much they speak, which blows my mind because I'm a talker. Just be prudent. Be prudent as you walk through this life. "If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offenses." I love this too. Stand for what you believe in. Stand. Don't be weak. Stand. God's people are not to be this meek and pathetic people. We are the light because God is in us through Christ Jesus. We are the light. You are what's right in life. And I don't care what anybody says about that. It's the truth. Verse 6, "Folly is set in great places," or great dignity, "and the rich sit in low places. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Whoso removeth stone shall be hurt therewith, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. If the iron be blunt," or not, it's not sharp, "if the iron be not sharp, and he doth not whet the edge, then he must put more strength into it. But wisdom is profitable to direct." You're going to be endangered by the things that you do in life. Like if you do upholstery, you might shoot your hand with the staple gun. If you're moving rocks, you might drop a rock on your foot. But it's wisdom that is of a higher standard. It's having understanding and wisdom that will guide you in this life. Wisdom comes from God. And there are so many instances in my life where God directed me away from evil. God directed me away from the wrong path. He's going to direct you away from the wrong path. When you start to turn to God and be illuminated by that light, it will dispel the darkness. It will change who you are. It will set a different course in your life. Man deviseth the way, but it's God that directs the path. God's going to direct your path in your life. You just got to focus on the things that matter. Focus on God. Think about the things that matter. Think about God's word. Change what's in your mind. Be better than your mind. It's not your mind that controls you. It's you that control your mind. You are in control of the things of your life. You are in control of what you think on. But ultimately, it's God that's in control of this. God is ultimately in control. And when you face him, man, it will change. It'll change your countenance. It'll change your figure. It'll change your spirit. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this week and just for the blessings. I'm so thankful for the joy that I'm feeling and the time in life, time in our history that I'm here, Father. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for your son and what he did for us, that we can not be just about like not just thinking about the law all the time. I'm thankful for the relief of that. I thank you for your believers, that you take care of them, that you bless them, that you show them just how to just dwell in that light. And I thank you for the ability to go to you in every situation and talk to you and build that relationship and that you care. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.